Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. When you're watching this show, it's going to be Christmas Eve. Today is December the 23rd, and I'm Cornelia Stephanie. For those of you that watch me regularly on Fridays, anytime Transformation Talk Radio between 12 and 2 on Fridays, it's an honor and a pleasure to be with you today. Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas, everyone. When you're watching this, you're going to be seeing this on December 24th, Christmas Eve. I was just speaking with David, our producer behind the scenes, and we were in awe of, my God, we made it. We made it. We made it to December 24th with, you know, getting all of the shows wrapped up for the year, making sure that all the new hosts and everything else is set so that when we begin 2021, that we're coming out of the gate really positioned to support you, our beloved audience that tunes into us, that grows with us, that's consistent with us. And we want to thank you so much for listening and for tuning in. I want to thank Dr. Pat. So Dr. Pat, I know you are deserving a well-deserved break. I want to thank you so much for creating the Transformation Talk Network. I've been with the network for almost 3 years now. And since joining, becoming a host myself and then creating Cornelia Stephanie Media, it's changed my life. It has changed my life in so many ways. I'm just forever grateful. So thank you, Dr. Pat, for having the vision to create a network like this so that we, the speakers, can come on, the hosts can come on and, you know, become podcasters so that we can influence and share our message, our mission with the audience. So today I have a very special, one more thing I want to say. I didn't want to forget this one. And that is the team at TTR. David, our producer that's producing us right now, and all the people that are working behind the scenes at Transformation Talk, how they support us to make sure that we look good, that we sound good, and that the links are working, everything with our marketing and our promotional material, that everything goes off without a hitch so that you, the audience, can have an easy listening or viewing experience. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for all the amazing work you guys have done. Thank you so much. Thank you, David. All right, so now we have an incredible show for you today. I wanted to bring two ladies on that I have recently had the pleasure of working with. For those of you that tune in to TTR on Fridays, you will have known this lady, Christel Biga. She is a radio host, and you will have met her, and she definitely is going to become a household name as we move forward in 2021 and beyond. And so, Christel Biga, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Cornelia. Thank you so much. I'm really happy to have you here, to be here. Thank you for the invitation. Thank you.
Yes, I'm so glad you said yes. Thank you for coming. And then our brand newest host, who you're going to meet today, and she is launching her first podcast coming out of the gate January 1, 2021. And she's with us right now, and that is Danielle Marie. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited. 1/1/21.
1/1/21. That's when the show is going to air live on the TTR page, but your podcast itself won't launch until the fifth. Yeah. So welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I wanted to have this round robin discussion with you ladies, talking about what does it mean to be enlightened? And that's, you know, I'm obviously talking to you about being enlightened. It takes a lot of courage to own that. It takes a lot of courage to stand in that and be the representation of what that means and what our spiritual practice means and what our belief system is, what our foundation is, our spiritual foundation. I wanted to bring up these conversations today so that when people are tuning in, that they can also maybe hear themselves in you and in us, because we're all going to go round robin with the questions. So I would like to just start off right away. Well, first, let me read this out. This is the quote that I brought to the show today. And this is one of my all-time favorite quotes. It was written by Adyashanti. And recently when I, you know, periodically over the years, I have shared this quote, and now more and more people are recognizing that enlightenment is a destructive process. It has nothing to do with becoming better or being happier. Enlightenment is the crumbling away of untruth. It is seeing through the facade of pretense. It is the complete eradication of everything we have imagined to be true. And that is what enlightenment is about. And that's what our spiritual journey and our spiritual practice is about. So ladies, what do you recognize in that quote that you can speak to? Why don't we start with you, Christelle?
Yes, my favorite part of that quote, which is a great quote, by the way, is really the destruction of what we thought or known as truth, right? That's really something that speaks to me personally, because I'm really in the process of really the freedom. The freedom is really my message, because freedom, usually people think about it like you're in jail or you are not able to do this or that. But the illusions we have built are really keeping us captives of the lies, of the stories that are not the truth. So that's why enlightenment for me is really getting rid of those illusions. And it's not an easy process. You grew up knowing things to be true. You believed in things. And all of a sudden, you realize that maybe, it wasn't that true. It wasn't what you thought it was. And recognizing that takes courage, because we sometimes feel like, so was I lied to my whole life? How do I look like now if I believe these things that were not true? So the human wants to hold on to the old, to what we know is safer. It's easier to stay there rather than go to the unknown, because if this is not the truth anymore, now where is the truth? That's where you start the journey of enlightenment. Like, now if I realize that this is not the truth, all I have known is not what it is, then what it is? Now you have to start the journey to finding the truth. And it takes courage to turn your back to what you have always known, to what felt safe, to what maybe everyone else around you knows and believe. And you all of a sudden, you're questioning it, maybe asking difficult questions to yourself and to people around you, and going really to the unknown, because you don't know anything else at this point. All you know right now is that you were not in the truth. All you knew was in the truth. So now you're looking for the truth. You're searching for answers. You are really jumping into the unknown. It's scary, it takes courage, but that's what it takes to be enlightened.
Excellent, thank you for sharing that. What about you, Danielle?
Yeah, I love everything that you just said, Crystal. For me, enlightenment is about shedding the layers right? And so it is, I feel like this ongoing process. And so what came to mind is this, this heaviness that we carry as humans, right? The heaviness of the body, the heaviness of the lessons, or like you were talking about the, you know, the heartache and the betrayals and the, all of the pain and the wounds, right? And so, and it's only, I believe, through those things that happen to us, those kind of experiences as humans, that we let the light in. We have, that is where we actually can let the light in. And if we choose to, and then begin to really shed what is no longer serving, we get to shed the old limiting beliefs. We get to shed the parts of our self-image that we kind of developed along the way based in our trauma, our wounds, our experiences, right? And a lot of our self-image comes from our parents, right? And what they know to be true. And so that's kind of generationally passed down to us. And then we at some point get to rise up. And oh, I just got chills everywhere. We get to rise up and really take a stand for this new way that we get to choose to move in the world, right? And we get to kind of lighten up. We get to lighten up all the stuff that we kind of take on as coping skills or as ways to, you know, protect ourselves, as you know, all the different ways to, you know, be able to function in our world. And so I love the duality of the idea that enlightenment for me comes from having these human experiences and then alchemizing and transmuting those into the lessons of the higher self, my kind of soul contracts of what I'm meant to do in the world. And then standing in the power of that, even when you're like looking around and you're wondering, is anyone else getting this, right? Is anyone else kind of like on board with me? And so, you know, the enlightenment is this kind of just ongoing shedding, right? And we just continue to lighten up, you know? So that's kind of what, how I think of it.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's absolute truth. But everything that you both shared, it's true, because we know through our journey, in order to become who we are, the truth of who we are, we have had to face the darkest parts within ourselves, the darkest parts within our humanity. And, you know, many people call it the shadow parts, facing the shadow parts, and facing that opposition of darkness that has never been loved free before. And now with the whole process, David, there is some background noise. I'm not sure. Yeah. Could you mute Danielle? There's some background. Okay, great. Now with facing the shadow, we get to really look at the part of ourselves that has never before seen the light of day, that has never before received the love that the shadow deserves, but it's beyond even the word of deserving, because again, deserving would make it seem like you have to be good, or, you know, you have to do something for it in order to get the love. But it's beyond that. It's even beyond duality. It's even beyond duality. And I really feel like where we are now moving into, you know, in this polarization, this positive polarization of being enlightened and being ascended beings that have moved up into higher vibrational ways of living and being in consciousness and become light, become love, become the truth of who we are. This process has been messy, and it has been painful, and it has been exhausting, and it has been, I mean, soul fertilizing. I mean, like, you know, laying on the floor with your heart broken open and, you know, not knowing if you can take another breath. not knowing. So it's been an incredible journey, but I wanted to pose this question for us today because I know that there's a lot of people now that are just beginning this process of awakening to remember. And I wanted to share that quote so that they also can feel like, wow, okay, this is part of the process. This is part of the process. And that if you are uncomfortable, if you are in pain, if you are uncertain to where you're going, to know that this is all part of becoming the truth of who you are. And there's plenty of support out there available for you to have help, to have the support that you need. You know, back in the day when I started this journey, I was listening to Eckhart Tolle. And, you know, in 2007, I was listening to The Power of Now. And I remember at the time listening to the CDs, you know, in my car. And I remember thinking back many, many times that the information that we have today and the awakening that's happened now is so much more advanced, so much more in our evolution than we were even back then. So many more people are awake today. So many more people are taking responsibility for their energy, for their integrity, for their prosperity, for our new earth. And this is what this is about as well. So why don't we now go around, Christelle, and go to you and let's talk about who you are. You know, what is it that you do? What, where can people check you out? Because I know that you are doing a lot of different things right now. And just let the audience know a little bit about your background, about what you do now and how to find you.
Yes, thank you. Okay, my background is going to be a story, okay? So I'm originally from Cameroon, for those that don't know me yet and can hear that from my beautiful accent. And when I was growing up back in Cameroon, I was in a family that was really religion oriented, and we went from one religion to the other. And of course, the goal was to find God. My family was simply looking for God in all those religions. And if you have any history of religion, you know that one you are in is the right one, and the next one needs to come to you. If not, they're going to hell. So that's why we were changing, because we find that, oh, there is a better one. They know God better, or whatever it is. So during that process, I learned about a God that at some point didn't feel right to me. Gave me an idea of God that was judgmental, not accepting, you know, had a love that wasn't unconditional. And I've experienced that personally because it affected my relationship with my dad. I barely had a relationship with him at that point because he had a different relationship with God. It was more spiritual, you know, using spiritual practices that were not okay with the church or the Bible or the belief with my mom and the rest of the family had. So the relationship was broken. He was going to hell for sure. So those wounds were there. I was living with them, but I was too afraid to question it because questioning it was questioning God, which meant I was going to hell. But ultimately, finally at 27, finally, I decided that the way we're talking about that, this cannot be the truth. There is something off here. And I remember a conversation that I had with God at that point. I was lying on my bed and I said, if this is you, I'm out. If you want to tell me that the love I have for you, because I was really involved in church, you know, teaching the Bible and guiding other young people, was that if the love I have for you, I'm really searching for you. If you want to tell me that if I grew up somewhere where there was no Bible and nobody told me about Jesus, I was going to end up in hell. So I'm out, because I don't want to believe all those people that never heard about Jesus or the Bible will go to hell. So I'm done with this. I'm out. So I left the church. It was a huge drama, but I'm going to pass the details. So I broke up with God, let's say it like that. But I started a different journey. I thought I could do it without God, right? I didn't need that because that God was just terrible for me. I didn't want to do anything with it. And I started listening to, because our soul is always, you know, longing for something bigger than ourselves. So I started, you know, learning spiritual stuff, and I didn't really want to hear even the word God itself. But in my spiritual path, that wasn't really approved by where I was coming from. My mom is still a deacon. My sister is a pastor. So it was a big deal. I had to hide the whole time. But in that path, I finally found God, but not the God that I was told, you know, was sitting in heaven and was expecting things for me, to love me or to accept me or to give me his favors. I found him within me. And I discovered what love is: unconditional love, no judgment, no expecting people to change in order for them to be accepted or loved or being good enough to receive the favors of God or whatever. So that journey took me today to a place where I love to call myself a spiritual freedom expert, because I really believe it's important for people to feel free in their faith, in whatever they believe in. And we might, I don't know who is listening, if you have any, you know, connection or thought about God, or maybe you don't have any background with that. But I just came to realize that whether we want to believe it or not, or whatever idea we have about God, there is nothing outside of God. But the problem is sometimes people are challenged with ways, or what is my, how do I get there? How do I connect with God? Maybe there is a bright way, maybe there is a wrong way. Maybe my way is not good. Maybe I need to change. Maybe I need to adjust to fit in, because we have put God in a box with our beliefs, with our rules, with our practices. And I'm really a big believer that whatever path you choose, whatever path our soul is leading us toward to, is our path to God, which is within ourselves. It's just us remembering who we are and accepting fully who we are, love ourselves conditionally, because the judgments we have on other people are the judgments we have on ourselves. But when we love those conditions, and we freely choose to trust that the path our soul is leading us to is the right path for us, we have real freedom to connect with God and experience a beautiful human experience. So that's what I do. I really help people in that journey of owning who they are, of remembering that they are good enough. They are already connected with God. They just have to believe in that, because God is in each one of us. And I love sometimes to say, I am God. And to not for people to get it right, to say, I'm not your God. I'm just God, the same way you are. We all are God. But we are so used to a God that is a God of other people, that when somebody says, I am God, people are triggered. No, I am God doesn't mean I am your God. I am God because you are God, because there is nothing outside of God.
Excellent, excellent. What do you say about that, Danielle? Isn't this absolutely extraordinary what Christelle shared?
Beautiful, amazing. And I love that, I am God. And it's so true, right? It's so true. God is expressed through each one of us, right? Through our purpose. It's so beautiful. Thank you.
Yes, yes. And Christelle, let's tell the audience where they can find you. Like, let's talk about your podcast. David, I actually sent your banner over, both of you ladies, but, you know, David can show it on the screen, because it's important, ladies, to know that the listening audience that's listening to this, they're going to hear it. But a lot of communication gets mixed up when we don't address also the viewing audience. So this is an educational piece that I'm giving for marketing purposes right now. So, and so Christelle, let's tell the audience where your podcast is, how they can listen to you, give them direction, what you want them to do. So, because you just gave us some really good spiritual teaching here, and people are going to want to stay in touch with that. So why don't you share with us?
Yes, absolutely. So I have a podcast that is on Transformation Talk Radio every first and third Friday of the month. It goes live at 1:30 p.m. Pacific time and 3:30 p.m. Eastern time. So we are there again every first and third Friday of the month. And of course, you can re-listen to the podcast or re-watch the show on my YouTube channel, Christelle Biga. So that's where you can, you know, have the opportunity to re-listen to me. And I also have guests coming on the show to also share with you their own journey, their own, you know, tools that you can add in your toolbox in your journey, right? So that's where people can find me. And also, if you can just want to have a conversation with me, just DM me on Facebook. That's the easiest and fastest way. Just a message on Facebook Messenger. I will always be happy to answer. And let's just have a conversation, whatever it is. My friends, the other day I asked them, what can you tell somebody about me? They say, the only thing that we really love about you, they're not my clients, they are just my friends. You make things feel so easy. Every time we speak with you, we feel lighter. So if you feel like there is a heaviness in your chest or something you really want to talk about, or you're looking for a way to free your soul or feel more at peace, let's chat. Just DM me on Facebook and let's start a conversation.
That's excellent. Thank you for that. Yes, definitely reach out to Christelle. And so why don't we do this, everybody? Let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to listen to Danielle share a little bit about her background and about her story and how she helps people today. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Transition, simultaneously the most difficult and vital part of the human experience. Without change, how would we grow? Tune in to Grounding Into Your Radiance with Stacey Barber every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Step into your truth and allow the light into your life. For more information about Stacey and her services, visit StaceyBarber.com. That's Stacey, S-T-A-C-I-E, Barber.com. Listen up. The wealth you receive is a result of your personal relationship with the soul of money, meaning your spiritual well-being affects your ability to create abundance. Jennifer Bloom works with people to mend the spiritual disconnects that block up the cash flow. How's your relationship with yourself? Are you in balance with the divine? I know, these are big questions, but there are answers. Take Jennifer's free money relationship quiz to learn where you need to focus your energy and watch yourself grow into the abundance you deserve. Trust the divine. Learn to receive. You are worthy of all the wealth you seek. Visit jenniferbloom.com and click on the purple banner to take the free money relationship quiz. That's Jennifer Bloom, BLOOME.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Goldstein, and here's a Coffee with the Universe tip. Ever wonder why you want to go to the gym more, for example, but you just can't make it happen? You find yourself rearranging your underwear drawer instead of getting in the car. If this sounds like you, you might have caught a case of the shoulds. Maybe you think you should lose 20 pounds to fit back into your favorite pair of jeans, or that you should be healthier in general. It all sounds good, but deep down you just aren't into it. Truth is, making choices from shoulds just leads to guilt, resentment, and a whole lot of procrastination. So take a good look at your goals. Are you shoulding yourself anywhere? If so, give yourself permission to let it go. For more insights like this, tune into my Transformation Talk radio show called Coffee with the Universe. It's a live call-in show. I'd love to support you.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm your guest host today, Cornelia Stephanie, and I'm with my co-hosts, which is Christelle Biga and also Danielle Marie. And before we went on break, we were talking about Christelle was sharing her journey with us about what it is that she does to help people. And so then you can find her on Facebook, and she put her message out there to you, and also just give her a private message on DM, and there you have access to her. And so now we're going to ask Danielle the same question. What is it that you do, and what is it that you want to say to people? How can they find you? How can they catch up with you? And tell us about your new podcast as well.
Sure. Thank you. So my name is Danielle Marie Margraf, and I'm going by Danielle Marie for this new podcast. The podcast is called The Sacred Bleep Podcast, and it is really all encompassing around almost exactly kind of what we're talking about, this, the duality of the human experience and how we tap into the limitless power of our soul and how we navigate, you know, in real talk, right? So I'm pretty down to earth and pretty real, but I am super aligned and connected to spirit and source. And just right, like Christelle said, I believe source energy is within us and we are expressing that just in being our best self. So a little bit about my background and who I am. Essentially, I experienced a significant wound or trauma when I was 13, which kind of led me on a path of deep spiritual healing and really kind of figuring out and coming back to, from the age of 13, back to who am I, right? This constant question of who am I and why would this happen, right? Like, why would God make this happen? Come from a very Catholic Italian family, right? And so there's also along with that comes a lot of, I think, generational shame, right? And so I've spent a really good part of my life trying to figure it out and trying to understand, right? Like, what is the lesson? What is the purpose? And so I made it my mission to use my one and only lifetime to eradicate shame and to really support others to come back to themselves so they can live their best lives. And so I did that in a lot of different ways. I went back to school. I became a somatic therapist, which is beautiful. It works in the nervous system and the energy system. I was an energy medicine practitioner. I was a yoga instructor. Like, I've done it all, right? And so what I did was I started coaching in 2011. And I now, a lot of people call me a money mindset manifestation coach, right? I kind of like that. But really what my work is, it really all encompasses, you know, taking women, mostly women, I work with some men, but mostly women, from wound to wealth, right? Because really when we have wealth, we can really create a better world. We have the opportunity and we create possibilities and we get to really show up as our highest and best selves in that healing, right? In that deep healing. And so I do work somatically in the nervous system. I do work emotionally in the emotion. I work energetically. And then we do lots of mindset and practical stuff as well, right? So one of the most kind of the best program that I have that I love. It's a group. It's called Heal to Manifest. So for a decade, I was trying to work The Secret, right? Does everybody remember The Secret, right? And so I've been blessed to actually speak to Bob Proctor, and I'm going to speak to him again today after this call. I'm very excited. He is amazing and just a wonderful mentor. But one of the things that I kept trying to do is in my wound, just flip my thoughts, right? Like, just flip my thoughts. And when you're wounded, when you've experienced a wound or a trauma, it is very hard to settle into your body, into yourself, and just flip a thought, right? Because really you're overthinking and you're in this kind of fight flight state that is really normal for most people, but it's not normal, right? Like, we're not meant to live in that. We just adapt to living in that. And so after a decade of the law of attraction not working and, you know, universal law and feeling like it wasn't working, I really discovered that somatic healing was so, so powerful. And so I developed this program to heal in order to pivot and get into that frequency of manifesting. And so I have group programs. I have a private program that I do one-on-one. And you can find me at in my group. I have a beautiful Facebook group called Sacred Feminine Visionaries. I love working with visionary women, right? Because vision, being a visionary, is about trusting the mystery, the unknown, right? And I love that because as women, when we are deeply connected to our purpose and our intuition, that is exactly where we're operating from. And so you could find me there. You could find me at my website is sacredsoulnj.com. And you can find me on Instagram at the Soulful Somatic Healer. So yeah, that's kind of who I am in a nutshell. And, you know, really what I think is like the most important thing is that to understand that we are all here to walk each other home, right? Like we're all here just supporting each other to evolve and to grow and to learn. And so I love being able to support others to really evolve into their highest and best self. So thank you for having me.
Yes, you're welcome. Thank you for sharing. And your podcast, when is the podcast? Tell us about that so that everybody can put it on their calendar, because I'm telling everyone, save the date, put it on your calendar, because if it's not on your calendar, you might miss it. And you might say, we'll do it later, and then later never comes. So put it on your calendar. When is it?
I love that. Yes. So the first and third Friday, we'll be meeting at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12 and 3. And 3 p.m. I know 3 p.m. EST, so 12 p.m. Pacific Time. And that will be the first and third Friday. And the podcast will be released Tuesday. You'll wake up and you'll put it on your way to work. That's great. Oh, it's 12:30. We got it at 12:30. So I'm sorry. So 12:30 PST, 3:30 EST. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's really good to know that. And for the audience that is going to be watching this on YouTube later, the visuals, David, I know, pulled up the banners for when both of you ladies were talking. So it's going to be easy to see. So, and then you did correct it in your speech, Danielle. So everybody's got it. So great. And then they can just also watch you on Facebook, because you're going to be talking a lot about your podcast.
I'm going to be talking a lot about my podcast.
A lot about it. And so I'm wondering, you know, what the audience is thinking, you know, like, what does it mean? The bleep, what's the bleep about? So I'm curious, you know, go check that out, because you would never think it's what it is. And it's also, Danielle's got a book coming out too. So, you know, it's amazing the things that we're all doing right now, stepping into our, you know, into our amazing, you know, significance, you know, magnificence, you know, in 2021, with all the different things that we're doing and that we're up to, supporting each other, walking each other home. Ram Dass, that's a beautiful, because Ram Dass is, that's his quote, you know, also, we're all walking each other home. And it's true, because I've said many times that if we're not healing our emotional core wounding, and if we're, you know, not having to heal the mental body, the emotional body, the spiritual body, and the physical body, where all the trauma is kept from the wounds of the past, what will we do with our energy? What will we do? So, you know, like, here we are, you ladies are coming from a place of already having done a lot of that shadow work, having done a lot of that healing, having released a lot of the stored and stuck emotions in the physical body, and having cleared your subconscious negative limiting beliefs, where that has been investigated, each and every belief investigated to see if it's even true, to see, is this true? Is this true? Is this true? And then the emotion that was attached to that belief, which is the piece that you were talking about, Danielle, that the secret left out is the big, huge emotional body. You know, I was so pissed off about that, because I was a law of attraction coach and back in the day. And, you know, and I thought, all I have to do is think positive, think positive, think positive. And then I was feeling depressed and feeling wounded and feeling like crap, right? And so then I realized, okay, you know, I really need to dive deep into this work. And that's when I discovered the emotional core wounding, and the emotional core wounding of unworthiness, betrayal, abandonment, shame, victim consciousness. The unworthiness is a big one. And the biggest one, and I think the one that a lot of us are healing now, is the separation from source, the separation from God. And to realize, like Christelle said, the illusion that we were trained and conditioned by in religion, that God is somewhere in the sky, and that God is outside of yourself. That was the illusion that we bought into. when we incarnated into this experience. And then when we're giving birth to ourselves again and realizing what's true for us today and realizing and knowing that we are not separate from God, from Source, and we never have been. It is only the belief that we've had to release and let go. And so this has been my journey as well. Listening to both of you ladies, I can relate and identify to a lot of the things that you're saying. But what I want to also demonstrate with all of this is, you know, we're all very much in our spiritual gifts in what it is that we do, mentor women, mentor people, reconnect people to the truth of who they are, helping people move into the abundance of their spirit. And showing that, you know, as entrepreneurs, you know, coming together on this call and each sharing what our gifts are, in the old world, that would have never been accepted because the competition was playing out and, you know, the separation was playing out. But here in where we are in our truth, there's no need to do that because the abundance comes from within. And the frequency is established. So you know there's no lack. So you don't have to feel like you need to run out or there's not enough or whatever, because you are the one that is holding the frequency and you know the truth of who you are. So there's nothing to strive for or reach for. There's only creation, pure creation. And my journey, you know, was very much like yours, Christelle, is when you said that you were in the church and when you said that, you know, you're out. And your out to me meant I was wanting to commit suicide. I had to overcome suicide as a soul because it plagued me all of my life. And my last time of when I actually succeeded and had the healing take place, had the Holy Spirit take over in my life, was on September 17th of 1993, when I was getting ready to commit suicide unless I would know that God exists within me. Because my question was to God, I can't find you anywhere. I can't find you in the church. I can't find you here. I can't find the truth anywhere. Where do I look? Where do I look? Where do I go? I can't stay here on this planet if I don't know that you exist. I need to know you exist and I need to feel you. And so I discovered that God is a feeling. Heaven on earth is a feeling. It's all in consciousness, and that feeling, that beautiful frequency of trust and truth, when we are in our, you know, truth. That is where peace lies, where love lies. And so my work that I do is I do, you know, like a lot of us, we do a lot of different things, and I do spiritual mentoring, spiritual healing with people that want that reconnection, that want to move into their sovereignty, that want to live from their divinity. I help them do that. And then on the media end is I help consultants and entrepreneurs grow and build their brand through social media marketing, through their podcasts, and, you know, earn 6 to 7 figures depending on what their financial goals are. So it's really an amazing time to really step into our abundance and also support so many people that are really now coming into their own truth. And it's an exciting time to be alive. So the way that you can find me is you can call me on my cell phone, 360-941-5783. You can find me on Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page any Friday, or also, like Christelle and Danielle, is find me on Facebook, very active on Facebook, very active in Instagram. And so we're here to support you for your spiritual growth. So now there is no excuses. There's no excuses, because you've got three ladies here that are here to support you in your growth in whatever it is that you are needing support with. So we all have superpowers. So Christelle, what do you feel that your superpowers are, and what do you tap into when you do that? Like, share that with us.
Okay, my superpower, I shared that a little bit earlier. I asked to get feedback because I didn't want it to come from me. So I got feedback from friends and from bands. The best thing they said was that I make their big wildest dream feel so easy to achieve that they, after talking with me, they have more clarity on their next move. And something they thought they could achieve in 5 years all of a sudden becomes achievable within the next year. So it feels easy, they feel lighter, they have more clarity, and they have more confidence to start taking action. So the way I do that is simply listening and tapping into my intuition to hear above the words, because sometimes people don't really go after what they really want because of fear, because of limiting beliefs. So I'm intuitive enough to hear that, those things they don't really say, and help them let go of those limiting beliefs and those stories so that they can see clearly and realize that, oh, I can do it. It's easy, it's doable. And from that place, they are at peace and strong enough to see clearly and show up with confidence.
That's excellent. That's excellent. So basically, you are, a visionary and a dream realizer. You help people realize their dream because you're also going big, but you help them bring it back into the present moment by helping them realize their dreams and clearing out anything that has stopped them from living or creating it. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yes.
It's mostly fear that is holding people back, limiting beliefs, and that all same feeling of not being good enough, or the dream is too big for where I am right now. Just bring it, make it more achievable and feels easy, and they feel lighter and courageous enough to show up and do it.
Excellent. Thank you for that. What about you, Danielle? What are your superpowers, darling? I know you've got many.
I do have many. So my number one superpower is my intuition is like amazing. And, but one of my superpowers that I work on with my clients is I help them generate money. I help them manifest and generate money, and I help them do it. Just in the last 2 weeks, I had one client manifest 50K and another manifest 60K. So I help, I didn't want that. I said, God, is this really what you want me to be doing? But helping visionaries really step into make their dreams a reality, and doing that through money and time freedom, and to have the confidence to show up in their purpose and really bring out their personal powers that, sometimes we can't see our personal power. We don't know what we're great at. And so I'm really good with my intuition to help bring that out in my clients, and then help them generate and manifest money so that way they can, make an impact in the world.
Absolutely. It's like, I always say, the more money you have, the more people you can support, because I'm not speaking to it from the old standpoint of accumulating money and having money and hoarding money and whatever, but we're talking about the more money you have, the more you can give, the more you can support. And that's why it's important for ladies to really, ask for what it is that you want, and don't be shy about it. Know what it is that you want and ask for it. And then, get the support that you need in order to make that a reality. So there's so many people that need that support right now. So it's good.
I'm here.
Busy lady. So yay. So, we have a lot of superpowers that we've been cultivating and developing over the years, but I would say that my biggest superpower is helping people step into their divinity. And that's really to step into their sovereignty, into their own authority, and being, releasing that victim that they were before, releasing that victim consciousness, and really stepping full ownership of, this is my planet, this is my universe, I take ownership here, I you know, I come from that place, knowing that the universe lives within them and that they take full ownership for everything that shows up in their life. And that's, I think, where my superpower lies. And when people contact me, they contact me for that. Like just the other day, even I had a client that I've worked with before in the past has come back and said, "Hey, Cornelia, I need to get a session again, that I need another layer of the empowerment again, because even though I'm working with a coach, she's good at what she does, but I need this layer, this next layer," because sometimes we know that it comes in layers. And so that's the thing, until you come to your place where you're sovereign, where you're free, and that you realize that you're the creator of your reality and you're the creator of your universe, that you are in that space, operating from that space of ownership. And again, that takes a lot of courage, takes a lot of consciousness and responsibility to be able to really fully own that. And that's where my superpower comes in. So I'm excited for 2021. And what is it that you guys want to leave the audience with in saying, like, what do you want to say to the audience for 2021 coming up, Christelle?
For 2021, the one thing I want to say, because I read a recent survey, a lot of people make New Year's resolution and more than 90% of them know already they're going to fail for one main big reason: willpower. They don't have the willpower to move forward. So I just want to speak to that and say that willpower is something that can be, we all have. We just sometimes forget our powers. We just forget how strong and powerful we really are. So I want to speak to anyone listening or watching this, that I have these big dreams or goals to achieve in 2021, but I know because I have failed in the past, because I didn't achieve them in 2020, I'm not sure I'm going to achieve that in 2021. Just want to say the past is the past. You get a chance every day to decide, to create something different, to create something new. And maybe you can make a decision today that these resolutions that you are making, or maybe these intentions you are setting on 2021, today is the day that you are going to make it happen. Today is the day you're going to create it. Whatever happened in the past doesn't define your present. You define your present. You define your future. So take back your power and decide that if I failed in the past, doesn't matter. In 2021, I'm going to crush it. So make that decision. Take your power back.
Crush it. Yay. Excellent. Danielle, what about you?
Yeah. So I'm going to keep it really simple. Everything is healable. Anything is possible. I am proof of that. 2 years ago, I was homeless, nowhere to go, no money. And this year I made multiple six figures in my business. Anything is healable. Everything is healable. Anything is possible. And so I just want everyone to know that no matter what happened this year, no matter what you've been through, it is healable and anything is possible, right? I feel like that is just a message of hope and manifestation and creating. So, yeah.
Yeah, and that's the message of truth. It's the everything that has been spoken here today. I know that the company of heaven is cheering us on. Because everything that has been spoken is truth. It is all truth, you know, to come from a place of such high consciousness and determination and willingness to be that light, to be that truth, to be that courageous self, to shine so bright so that others can also step into that light. So, you know, what else is there left to say other than, you know, now is the time to be the truth of who you are. Say yes to your true self and leave behind, love free, everything that has never seen the light of day before, and come home to the truth of who you are. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in, and we'll see you again next time. Thank you, everybody.